28 people will move into temporary supportive housing at the former North Shore Inn this month. Workforce-style modular housing has been placed on the parking lot and the tenants will live there until the renovations to the BC Housing-owned North Shore Inn, located at 687 Highway 3A just across the Nelson Bridge, are completed in 2026. The first tenants in the temporary housing will be 7 people who have been living at the North Shore Inn for the past year. Joining the 7 between now and the end of January will be 21 others who have already been chosen by Nelson Cares, which will manage the program and the building. Nelson Cares Housing Director Joanne Mata said contrary to rumors in the neighborhood, the facility will not be a shelter or emergency housing, but rather will offer ongoing accommodation for people needing assistance in maintaining a tenancy. "We have a really comprehensive vetting process," Mata said during an open house at the facility on December 6. "I know all of the people who will live here. They are people who have had hard times and are looking to get back on their feet. We will not have anyone here who we don't feel can be successful in a tenancy." Mata said some of the initial criteria will be, are they a senior? Do they have mobility challenges? Are they vision impaired? Do they have severe health challenges? And so the more vulnerable people will be the first ones to move here after the 7 get settled from the building. The temporary housing consists of single rooms, shared bathrooms and showers, lounge and laundry facilities. 3 meals per day will be served in a dining room, prepared in a professional kitchen on site. There will also be an outside dining area. Mata said there will be 2 staff on site at all times plus a cook preparing lunch and dinner. "These are highly qualified staff that all have at least a diploma in a social work field," said Mata. "Staff will help people with a myriad of practical things such as getting an ID, making a doctor appointment, reconnecting with children they have lost touch with, helping them with resumes and job searches." Supportive housing also includes mandatory wellness checks. "We will make sure people are okay every day. We are going to have eyes on. We will limit guests. You are not allowed to have an overnight guest." Mata said the rent is $500 per month, based on the current shelter allowance that the government provides. "These homes are an important part of our continued effort to address homelessness in the community," she said.